about a youngin', he was only 17. He never really had a daddy, and his mama was a fiend. Yeah, he would pray for better dreams of older niggas getting money. Fascinated by the jewelry, all the cars and clothes and honeys. Grades was slipping, he was tripping, he dropped out on a mission. Couple friends went on to college, others chose blood in a crippin' mama. Now then he had problem, now he roamed the streets alone. First off, started selling weed, then he moved up to selling stone. He got the pack, lost the sack, he read up, bought it back. But his connect done up the price, is sacrificing, trying to scratch. One night the little nigga robbing, yeah, he came up on the lick. Didn't know the territory here was ran on by the Crips. He made a dash in the flash, they was flexing on him fast. They beat his ass and took his cash and everything the nigga had. Told him, don't you say a word, he broke the silence and he spoke. Think I'm a joke, he screamed, they laughed. Those the words that got him smoke. He had some money problem, don't know how to solve. In and out of trauma, running from the mob. Money problem, don't know how to solve. In and out of trauma, running from the mob. Money problem, don't know how to solve. In and out of trauma, running from the mob. Money problem, don't know how to solve. In and out of trauma, running from the mob. Shorty was molested at the tender age of 9. To make it worse, it was her daddy, and he did all of the time. She never really loved a man, gave her body all for nothing. By age 20, she was slutting, body counting a couple hundred. Had some babies, got a job in the club, became a dancer. Certain clients wanted solo, she just trying to romance her. She declined getting a ride, now she walking home alone. But she was raped and she was robbed because she wouldn't give him dome. She woke up inside the hospital where they didn't know what's next. Was approached by CPS, they was talking child neglect. Was distraught and she was crying, frightened, trying to plead her case. Lost her children and a job and got evicted from her place. Started sniffing, doing hard, moved the dope, got even harder. Built a habit, had a barter for that dope she had to swallow. Got a potent bag of fire, but that train was super heavy. So she died from that syringe, God bless her soul. She wasn't ready for the money problem, don't